Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, with you live and local here on the 804 on a Wednesday, August 20th. This is Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And the end of summer is here. It's the start of football season upon us. August 23rd. Kicking off the football season for college in Ireland, high school football right around the corner, and the NFL begins with the Cowboys against the Eagles September 4th. We will preview the college football game and go around the National Football League today on AWOD Radio. I'll ask you, what are the three biggest questions you have for the Commanders ahead of week one against the New York Giants? You will not see the starters against the Ravens in that third preseason game. The next time you see Jaden Daniels in the ones will be against the Giants. What questions do you still have? And I'm sure people will ask about Terry McLaurin. You know, we had Football Fest on Saturday, and I had a listener come up to me and said, "Hey, AWOD, it's great to meet you." And Stubby said, "I got to call you out on something. You were the only radio host acclaimed that you were going to hold out of all Terry McLaurin discussions, and then you kept talking about him." And I had to admit, he's right, but there was updates. It's not like I was just talking about him to talk about him like every other radio host is. I was only speaking about McLaurin when we had legit updates.
My mom was texting me this, too. I want you to know she called you out as well.
Yeah. Well, technically, I'm still holding out of the McLaurin discussion unless there is a legit update. When he was taken off the PUP, like, that's a legit. You have to talk about that. Yeah, like, I'm not serving my listeners if I just, you know, gloss over the fact that he was taken off the PUP. You had to bring it up. Is there an update today? No. Am I going to still talk about it today? Probably, because it's every single day it's become more and more of a distraction. The Sports Junkie started today with discussing trades for Terry McLaurin. That'd be a disaster situation. We'll break it down at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
This is the future. Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, we'll start by recapping the Major League Baseball action from last night. And how about Juan Soto and his performance against his old team? Soto homers to left as the Mets clobber the Nats. This run, this homer made it 7-0 New York.
Now the left-hander ready. Pilkington delivers, swing and a drive by Soto, deep to left field. Wood going back, way back, going and gone. Goodbye. Home run for Juan Soto into section 103 to the left of the visitor's bullpen on a 3-1 pitch from Pilkington. For Soto, his 31st home run of the year, RBI number 72.
For the second half of the season, our eyes for the Nats are simply just on the young guys at the plate. tracking James Wood, who was 0-for-4, C.J. Abrams, who also was 0-for-4. The only highlight, House. Brady House grounds into a RBI. Let's take a listen to the call.
Here's the pitch. So we had a ground ball chopped to third. This will score a run. Throw to second by Beatty for the out. On to first, a double play. Well, Peterson won't throw a shutout here tonight. It's now 7-1. House grounds into a double play, scoring Cruz. No RBI. Now two outs and the base is empty.
So Dylan Cruz, who scored on that play, was 1-for-3. His average is now 200. You'd like to see him improve over the final month and a half here of the season. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Now the 2-1. Bell pops one up. This should do it. Left side of the infield. Beatty racing in. Crosses into foul ground. Beatty makes the catch in front of the Mets dugout, and the game is over. Mets win game one of the series 8-1.
So Mets have a three-game win streak. Game two of that series tonight, 6:45. It'll be Brad Lord on the mound for your Washington Nationals. The Mets are still 5.5 games behind the Phillies in the NL East, but three-game win streak, and it's going to help the more you play against Washington. Baltimore trying to give us a playoff sweat. We go to the 11th inning. Orioles get the win with this RBI. Let's take a listen to the call.
Number here, swinging bunt. Runner trying to score. There'll be a toss on to first as the run comes in. Jackson will score to make it 4-3. A swinging bunt by the youngster.
Hey, it'll do in the 11th. Final score, 4-3. Orioles get the win. So that is their third win in a row. They will now face off against the Astros tomorrow. 7:15 will be your first pitch. Let's move over to the NFL on the Sports app. So while we are discussing Terry McLaurin and the Commanders and that holdout, hold-in situation, Lewis Riddick discussing Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. What's the latest? Let's take a listen.
What I keep coming back to, what I keep to is this, though. Like, we're talking about, well, the Cowboys could be dug in. He is under contract. Like this is easy stuff. He has outperformed. Well, let's just put it this way. He has performed at a Hall of Fame level. That is objective. That's not subjective. The stats say so. He's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He's doing stuff no one's ever done, or very few people have done, in terms of his production. If we're talking about sacks and quarterback pressures, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. And now we're sitting here like this is a manufactured personal situation.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a risk to the team. He's not someone who is like stepped over. Like, that is just some bizarre stuff to me, man.
It's every year something with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sure they'll work it out with Parsons before the start of the season, maybe even the night before the start of the season. So we saw that Daniel Jones was named the starter in Indianapolis, and now the agent of Anthony Richardson, unsure of his future with the Colts. Why would he want to back up Daniel Jones? There's no future there. He should be demanding a trade. Here's Ryan Clark on the latest with the Colts quarterback.
He's 23 years old.
23!
His time is done with the Colts. And I think we have to be honest. His time is done because he lost support in the building. In order to be drafted fourth overall, somebody has to stand on the table for you when you have the amount of reps that Anthony Richardson had. When you have the lack of production overall that Anthony Richardson has. Somebody in that building had to say, this is our guy. I believe we can develop him. And what happens is, if you get to this point, right, just 3 years later, that means that you lost that person. And not only did you lose that person, you haven't picked up anyone else in the building that's willing to stake their job on the fact that you are responsible enough, that you can be accountable enough, and that they can trust you enough to do your job in a professional manner that allows this team to win football games. When you think about Shane Steichen, a huge reason that he got the job was because of what he did with a young Justin Herbert, because of what he did with a young Jalen Hurts, right? We watch these players reach full potential, ascend, get better. So Shane Steichen knows how to coach football, which is why I was so excited about the pairing with Anthony Richardson and the talent he has. Shane Steichen right now doesn't feel that as good as I am at getting quarterbacks to play well, I can get him to play well. And if you can't trust him to do that, and you move on to Daniel Jones at this point and double down on that. This is Daniel Jones's team. Anthony Richardson
he's telling you something.
It's very interesting because I don't mind the decision at all. I think Shane Steichen was going to lose his job if he went with Anthony Richardson over Daniel Jones. He might still lose his job going with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson. What's kind of shocking to me is seeing that as much as people made fun of Anthony Richardson last season, he was 6-5 last year with the Indianapolis Colts. Health was an issue. Accuracy was an issue. I think the biggest issue was consistency, but his time in Indianapolis seems to be coming to an end. We go to college football on the sports app. So I gave you my prediction for the college football playoffs at Football Festival. Went with Hook'em, Texas Longhorns, but everybody says this is the best team James Franklin has had with Penn State. Ohio State will be good, and Notre Dame will be good once again. Here's Paul Feinbaum, his thoughts on who's likely to win it all.
That is Ohio State, the defending champion, and oh yes, playing in the marquee game of the season in a week. I think they're really good, but they're going to be hung over from last year. They lost so much, as we have detailed. We know what they have, but they have the pressure of returning. And, you know, I'm kind of in for bargains. How about two for the price of one? I just buried Ohio State. Give me that shovel back. I got one more team I'm going to finish off, and that's going to be the team that everybody thinks could be the best team, and that's James Franklin and Penn State. And I hate to beat up on James Franklin. He's such a nice man, and he's a very good coach, but he's never won what I call a major big-time have-to-win game, and I don't think he's going to do it this year. He may get to the national championship game, but he will not win it.
Not surprised, Paul Feinbaum burying two Big Ten teams before the season and boasting up the SEC. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we'll bring on Michael Phillips for a little crosstalk, Chris Russell for some Commanders news, and then Gary Hess to drive around Richmond Highway with the Czar and the sports director here at WRNL getting up for another year of calling 804 the high school broadcast game of the week Friday nights on The Fan. We drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess at 215. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. We bring Michael Phillips on for a segment we call Crosstalk on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, we had our event on Saturday. Monday was a game day. Tuesday, we recapped the game. Today, I did want to take some time to talk about Football Festival.
Yeah.
And how much I enjoyed that event.
You're wearing the shirt, Football Fest 3. I got the shades. I don't have them on because I'm indoors. I'm not cool enough to pull off indoor shades, but I'm holding them right now. I'm looking at them. They look sharp. It was a great event. Now, I got a question for you. You kicked the pinata at the end to announce the start of football season. I felt like we were going for maybe a bigger explosion than we got. What happened there in the windup to the pinata?
I think I kicked the living bleep out of the pinata. I don't think that was the problem.
I think the pinata flew.
The pinata flew.
It just didn't explode.
Yeah, so I did talk about this with my friends. I think next year we pre-cut the pinata and then tape it back together or have it at makeshift, and then when I kick it, it will explode. Because we've done it 3 years now. The pinata has been a great idea. The candy has come out. The execution has not been as clean as I want it to be.
I'm a big believer in why have a simple solution when you can have a complex one. What if we put explosives in the pinata? I just did an idea, just a free idea from MP on the mic. What if we laced the pinata with explosives?
I would be down to do more bits. The bits seem to be the best part. The race heard around the world won by Stubb. Chicken eating competition was awesome.
Yes, it was.
That was a lot of fun. And then we broke down the football season. So, you know, I was talking to people about the event. I do feel like the run of show this year, we did kind of master that with breaking it up with music, breaking it up with bits, breaking it up with different events during the event.
I heard from people like, where am I going to be able to listen to this? Because they know there was a lot of great content up there as well. Are we going to broadcast this? Is that like you missed out? You weren't at Football Fest.
Football Festival was a live event. You had to be there to get the full season preview. We will talk about it on air. And, of course, we'll be covering every team that we talked about at Football Fest throughout the season. But we do have extra swag. And so I'm going to bring it with me to River City Roll on Friday.
Excellent.
So if you missed the event but you want one of these shades, which I thought were cool for Football Fest 3, prime time, under the lights at Scott's Edition, we've got T-shirts, we've got cups from the Commanders. We're bringing the swag bag for the next few weeks with us on Mondays to Capitol Ale House and on Friday to River City Roll.
Excellent. Mondays at Capitol Ale, Fridays at River City Roll. You can find this guy all around town. You had a phenomenal onstage segment with Fred Smoot. He was great.
Yeah.
He fired up. I'll listen to Fred Smoot talk anytime, anywhere. You guys had a great rapport going, and he's excited about this season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had so many people come up to me afterwards who were like, man, Fred Smoot really blew me away. He's so good on air. That's why he got hired by Barstool. He can make any conversation and make it interesting, and he's excited for this season. We both agreed. Why not, or why give out a record prediction of 12 wins, 13 wins, 11 wins when we are on the same page, which is this team will be a playoff team? I don't know how many wins they will get, but they will play in week 19 of the postseason this year.
Does it matter to you if they win the division or not? Because I feel like in a normal run of show, what we saw last year, this is a team that would be favored to win the division. 12 wins, Jaden Daniels coming back. It just feels weird because it's a little bit like the Broncos made the playoffs. You don't hear any talk out of there about winning the division. The Chargers are just focused on making the playoffs. It just feels like because the Eagles exist and won the Super Bowl, that part has kind of been downplayed a bit.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It feels like everybody just thinks it's Philly's division once again to run away with. They are the Super Bowl champions. They got better throughout the offseason. They are just a machine that is rolling. But I did like what Tim Hightower said. That should be the goal for this season for this team, to win this division, to claim the NFC East once again like we did back in 2020, the year one of the Ron Rivera era. So I think that's something they're going to go for. it's just going to be difficult. And it's something that you might not find out where we're at until late in the season, because we end the season, Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles.
Yep.
We could have the division like a two-game lead, and it could disappear in the final 4 weeks, or we could make up a two-game lead.
Yeah, you just have to have the Eagles within two and then win both those games. You'd have the tiebreaker in hand as well. I love backloading the division games. Obviously, Giants week one will be entertaining in its own right, but I love finishing with those significant who gets a home playoff game games, and who knows what the Eagles will be by then. Who knows what these guys will be by then. They made the move last year, get Marshawn Lattimore at the trade deadline. If they continue to see potential here, wouldn't surprise me at all if they make another move this year at the trade deadline.
This is Crosstalk with Awad and Michael Phillips. So preseason week three, we're not going to see anybody that matters. So who stood out to you in preseason that you feel like before preseason you didn't think they'd be much of a contributor? Now you're feeling pretty confident they're going to be on the field this year. I'll just say it straight off. I think Jeremy Reeves at the top of my list.
You know, he had that, and Jeremy Reeves was good, but how good was Quan Martin, right? I think Will Harris has a starting spot too, so you got a little bit of a log jam there. But I love a three-man rotation. I love the idea of keeping those guys fresh, getting Jeremy Reeves some minutes. What I saw of Quan Martin, he's going to be in. He's going to be a player. I wanted to see more of Jonathan Jones, by the way. I just feel like, did we call his name? Did he flash at any point? I was kind of hoping he'd be that veteran guy, like Zach Ertz last year. Like, he's still got it. Let's go. I didn't feel we got that sense. I know he had the penalties, so it's maybe not the best time to be calling his name, but Dietrich Wise was clearly a big part of the rotation with the ones in that preseason game. I think this may be a deeper rotation than we think. You know, he's kind of behind Von Miller in that edge rusher situation. We don't know how much Von Miller is going to play, but I think Wise could be in line for some serious snaps.
I think that's a great point. He stood out to me. So did Javon Kinlaw. So did Jacob Martin. I'm actually really excited for this new look defensive line. My question is still in the secondary, and we'll get to that later on the show today. Anybody offensively that you wanted to point out? I think Jalen Lane was probably the best offensive player.
Yeah.
That's not a running back from game two.
Yeah, are we in a pick-your-guy scenario here? Is there room for a K.J. Osborne or a Michael Gallup to make this roster? I was pretty dismissive of that during training camp. But as we get closer, as we see everybody's preseason performances, it sure looks a lot more plausible right now.
Yeah, I don't know what the coaching staff plan is with Luke McCaffrey. Were they hiding him and they're going to unleash him week one? You know, there was some film in which it looked like he beat his receiver downfield. Sam Hartman went the other way. And Grant made a great point on his show yesterday. He went on a rant about how he was watching third, fourth quarter, hoping and praying that Luke McCaffrey was just going to route out some guy who's going to get cut from the Cincinnati Bengals. And I was right there with him. I was waiting and waiting for Ben Sennett and Luke McCaffrey to do something to show that you exist.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't. And you're not going to get that opportunity again. You know, you got the chance Saturday, as you mentioned. You got the Ravens game. Those are the Ravens backups. That is your last chance to win those snaps, to win that playing time. And they've got options behind McCaffrey. It's not outrageous to suggest that we might be having a should Luke McCaffrey be cut conversation next week.
Yeah, and that's just so frustrating because he was a high draft pick.
He was a third-round draft pick.
Yeah. And it was in the top 100, correct, too? I believe it was.
He was a top 100 draft pick.
Yeah, and that's what everybody always says. You can hit on the late rounders, but you have to hit on your top 100 guys.
Well, look at Ron Rivera. It set him back that those guys didn't become starters.
Jamin Davis, Emmanuel Forbes.
It had to be cut. It set him back in his rebuilding of the roster. And Adam Peters isn't going to have a lot of them, right? He may only have those three each year. He's not going to be trading up because he's going to have late first rounders. They may need to give a first rounder or a second rounder, depending on who's on the trade market, because this is a team that can win now. So you give up some of those draft picks to do it, it makes hitting on the ones you have that much more important.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, 10 to noon right here on The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're driving around Richmond with AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game on 910 AM, not 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. This is the weird part of the schedule where you're not going to see the starters again. They're not going to play against the Ravens, any of their ones. and then you're going to quickly go from about 90 guys to 53 next Tuesday, as it's just the waiting period until the regular season. At 1 p.m., we'll take your phone calls. What is the biggest question you still have about this team? Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Team 980, it's our buddy Chris Russell. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, A-Wad? How are you, pal?
I'm good. What question do you still have about this team?
I still have a bunch of questions, like who's going to be the starting running back now that Brian Robinson is gone or will be gone? I don't know if it's Chris Rodriguez. I don't know if it's Bill. I don't know if it's Austin Eckler or Jeremy McNichols. I think it's fairly wide open. That's one. Obviously, we have to see if they're not going to be not only with their number one wide receiver, but essentially their number two from last year, Noah Brown, in addition to the guys that they let go, De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Jamison Crowder. You know, they could be without four or five of their top receivers from last year, and what kind of pressure against really good defenses to start Giants and the Green Bay Packers on a short week, what kind of pressure that puts on the run game, what kind of pressure that puts on Jaden Daniels. And then just quickly flipping on defense, you know, can they stop the run? Are they better at stopping the run than they were? And the hope is yes, but until you see it, you don't know. And then, well, you know, there's more questions on top of that, but I'm sure we can get into some of that.
Yeah, with the wide receivers, I feel like you can expect Deebo Samuel to replace De'Ami Brown's production, but you're asking a lot of Luke McCaffrey or Jalen Lane to do what Olamide Zaccheaus did last year really well, successfully for this team. I agree with you in terms of the running backs. Can you see a world in which they have four running backs active on game day?
I can see that world. There was no evidence of that last year that I remember. A-Wad, unless there was a game that I'm forgetting about, they were pretty much active three running backs every game, because as soon as Eckler came back from his injuries, you know, Chris Rodriguez wasn't getting activated, wasn't getting signed. He was kind of stuck on the practice squad despite, you know, being successful. There was the Atlanta game late in the year, but I forget what happened there. Eckler was still out. That's what it was. Eckler came back for the Dallas regular season finale. That's what it was. I could see four, but boy, that's, you know, that puts you in some interesting situations, let's call it, elsewhere. Now, the good thing, I think, is by subtracting Robinson and adding Bill to the mix, along with those other guys, they can all play special teams in some way, shape, or form. So that would make it easier to have four up on game day.
Yeah, I mean, I was emotional with the decision, mutual decision, to not play Brian Robinson. I was really hoping he would shut the haters up and have a good performance. And then the game happened, and it's hard to complain about not having Brian Robinson when everybody else looks good. And when you really break down what this offense looks like and what Cliff Kingsbury envisions, there's just not many handoffs to go around to Brian Robinson when Debo's going to get an opportunity. Jaden's going to run a lot, and Eckler will be involved.
Yeah, and what you're kind of alluding to, you know, is they don't line up Jaden under center a whole lot.
Right.
And that's where you would think a power back would get the bulk of his carries, is a true old school kind of offensive system, which is certainly not what this is. And I'm not saying that Brian Robinson obviously can't aligned on the same line, if you will, as the quarterback or behind, of course, and that's how they made it work. But I would say the same thing would be true for a guy like Chris Rodriguez. Right now, I think Rodriguez can do a little bit more, and maybe has a little bit more. Well, let's put it this way: he may not have more breakaway speed, but I know this: he hits the hole harder, and he can get downhill quicker. I don't want to say faster, but quicker than Brian Robinson. So again, I don't think you have to massively change the scheme or massively change how you're launching Jaden Daniels from the snap count, in or from the snap, I should say, to get Chris Rodriguez in, or to make it better in the pass for Brian Robinson, because I think there was other issues there. And I know for a fact that, you know, look, I'm not trying to trash anybody, but the coaching staff was, you know, very disappointed with Brian Robinson down the stretch last year.
Yeah.
And
they didn't draft
really
him.
Changed.
And they didn't draft him. That's the big part.
Yeah,
right?
Correct. Correct. Now, I don't know about you, Awad. I don't use that as the pure barometer for everything because, you know, look, everybody can point to, yeah, they didn't draft him. Well, they didn't draft Emmanuel Forbes. Yes, they didn't draft Jamin Davis. All Jahan Dotson. All of those guys got cut. Absolutely. But they didn't draft Sam Cosmi, and they gave him a contract extension. They brought in Dante Fowler. He had 10.5 sacks. And they said, no thanks. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Go in the debate. You know, so they make individual decisions. I truly feel, based on what you do in their system and how you fit, not where you came from or where you were drafted.
Chris Russell with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. All off season, my talk, and probably similar on your show, was with a better offensive line, the hope is Brian Robinson can have more production. Maybe all of the time we should have been saying, with a better offensive line, all of our running backs can have more success.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, and it's not just the pure offensive line. As we saw, you know, John Bates is such a big part of that. And yeah, when people raise their eyebrow, why they gave him a 3-year contract extension to come back when you already had Ben Sinnott and Zach Ertz, well, it was not under any circumstances a surprise to me because I knew how much they valued that. And, you know, if you think they struggled to run the ball during the second half of last year, naturally, meaning non-Jaden Daniels division, imagine how much they would struggle without John Bates. And especially considering that they've had some injuries, i.e. Brandon Coleman, Sam Cosmi, and then Laramie Tunsil didn't play on Monday night. And I guess that's the most encouraging thing for me, is that the first team, and it wasn't just the pure first team, I got it, but most of the first team offense played 7 snaps, and they scored 2 touchdowns, and 6 of it, was by run, because Jaden didn't even have a throwing attempt, obviously, at the touchdown run, and they scored the 14 points, right? And you see now with power and with movement and pulling, and, you know, I noticed on the 2 touchdown runs, they had 3 receivers to the left side of the formation both times. It was different alignments and different formations, but they had 3 receivers to the left, which makes it look like a passing formation, right? So you see different things that you can now do, and not that they didn't do any of this last year, Awad, but more things that they can do creatively, schematically, by design, to kind of screw with people. Then you see the jet sweep for 19 to Debo on the first play of the game. You see different things that you didn't have a lot of or full confidence in last year. And some of that is derived from having a better offensive line, but some of it is having more experience and just better personnel.
Chris Russell, the Rooster, with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I'm going to ask you a tough question, and we can walk through the answer together, talk through it. Defensively, 11 guys who are going to play the most snaps. Because it's tough because they're going to change it up almost every single down. Like, the guy who starts at edge rusher on first down is not going to be the guy that starts on third down. Every single snap, it's going to change. Every drive, it's going to change. Who would you point to in terms of the end of the season, these 11 guys played the most snaps defensively?
All right. I'm going to start from the back and work in, okay?
Okay.
So I give you Trey Amos, Marshawn Lattimore, that's 2, Will Harris, 3, Quan Martin, 4, Mikey Sandra, still 5, Bobby Wagner, 6, Frankie Louvu, 7, Von Miller, 8.
Ooh.
And then, and Von Miller obviously is kind of a hybrid, you know, edge. Then it's, okay, I presume Javon Kinlaw, that's 9, Daron Payne, 10, Dorrance Armstrong, 11, and then everybody else is in a rotation. Now, maybe some of those numbers might change, but that would be my 11. Am I missing anybody obvious?
No, I mean, I just think, like, Dietrich Wise will get worked in. Jeremy Reeves will get worked in for sure.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
And I'm interested. So you believe Amos will play a ton of snaps this whole season?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, again, barring injury, which he's already nicked up, and that's why he didn't play on Monday night. But I think you bring up Wise, I kind of lowered in my mind because even though he can rush the passer, certainly, I look at him as, you know, a 400-450-ish type snap guy. To me, Revo's only going to play safety in the three safety package, which they've run a lot in training camp, as you know, because you've been there. And he's going to play, obviously, a good amount on special teams, so they want to preserve him a little bit there. And he's only going to play starting safety if I think something happens to Will Harris and or Quan Martin, and even then you have Percy Butler. So that's why I kind of – it's not that I didn't think of Revo. I totally get and totally respect what he's all about, and he's had an excellent camp in preseason. I just don't know if the defensive snaps are going to be there for Revo to be in the top 11.
And then
I could be wrong.
And then how about Jacob Martin? What are you expecting?
Jacob Martin was awesome the other night, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
A-Rod?
Yeah. I mean, I think a guy that's probably 600 snaps, somewhere in that range. I don't know if he's going to be the 800, 900 range, 700 range that some of the defensive linemen, you know, Kinlaw, Payne, whatever, are going to be in. But Jacob Martin is a guy, I mean, he told me last week he totally changed his offseason routine. He started way earlier, he said. He said he feels fresher, stronger, quicker, more spry off the snap, and we saw it the other night, than he ever has in his career. So, look, guys can say a lot of things, but I think you might be looking at maybe 6 or 7 sacks from a guy like Jacob Martin
this year. I'm totally with you
right there. I don't know if he gets, again, into the 700, 800 snap range.
Yeah. Lastly, Chris, how do they decide who's running back one on September 7th without another joint practice, without a big preseason game? How do they make this decision?
It's a great question. I mean, you got to purely leave it to practice at this point, right? My guess, this is what I said yesterday, my guess is that it'll be Chris Rodriguez.
Yeah, which means I think Bill might be inactive week one, and that's going to piss off some people.
That's what I said as well, and a lot of people didn't like that. So, you know, you and I, as usual, are... what's that saying? Two birds of a feather or whatever? I mean, you know, that stick together. I'm with you. I'm not saying that he will, but I'm saying that it is more than a possibility. And why? Well, pass protection and pass catching are two things that he is still developing and still working. All three of those guys, McNichols, Eckler, and Rodriguez, have more NFL experience and have more experience in those areas. So I'm not saying he won't be active on game day week one. I think there's a better chance that he would be on week two, short week on the road where they're going to have to run the ball a lot to try and neutralize Green Bay a little bit, and where maybe Rodriguez is a little bit banged up from a physical week one against the Giants.
Chris, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, Rooster.
Thanks, A-Watt. Appreciate you. Hope you had a great time. Pictures looked awesome on Saturday.
I appreciate that. Football Fest 3 was a huge success. We'll give you more of our thoughts about it coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I want to take this time right now to thank all of the members of the AWOD Army, supporters of the show, that came to Football Festival on Saturday at River City Roll. Football Fest 3 primetime. Was a awesome event, and I'll just tell you what our boss told us and told me. It was a great look for 910 The Fan, right, Stubb? And that's as positive as you can be. It was a great look for the station. It was a great look for the show. I think we gained listeners. I mean, that was what I loved about making it light nighttime, was there was a point in the night where I was walking around and nobody knew who I was, but they were still wearing AWOD Football Fest t-shirts because they were on the chairs at that event. And so one guy was like singing Hail to the Redskins, and I started singing with him, and he had no idea that it was me. And it was just kind of funny. But that's part of the reason we wanted to move it late night, was to get a random crowd there. And it certainly was a mix of football fans, 910 The Fan listeners, and random Scott's Edition goers that were there for an awesome band. Gone Country was spectacular. Mackenzie Ryan was awesome to kick things off. And so we wanted to go around the room here and talk about Football Festival. Stubb is Christopher Carlson, runs the ones and twos. Jeremy is our new producer that was actually at Football Festival over the weekend. So, Stubb, your thoughts on the event, man?
I had a really good time. I mean, obviously, I won my race, so yeah. That's kind of leaving me on a high. But I like the mix of games we put in between the talking events. I thought it was a really fun, it kept me engaged.
Yeah, and I felt like the 4 hours flew by, right?
Oh yeah, I thought so too.
6 o'clock start, before you knew it, it was 10 o'clock, and Gone Country went to basically midnight. I stayed at River City Roll because I was having such a great time. The race was awesome. I think this is what I want to do next year, because you're going to beat Clary again. I mean, he's claiming he didn't go his hardest. I know you pulled off the gas a little bit.
Oh, when I was halfway there and I saw him, I was like a mile ahead of him. I started jogging.
Yeah.
Hit the gas at the end, and then I was strides ahead.
I'm desperate for somebody in the building to challenge you for next year, or maybe it'll be Clary again, or maybe Biff, our intern, will make an appearance. But then, after you finish the race, I think we bring you on stage, all right? You brag a little bit, do a post-game interview. And then we open it up to the audience and let anybody challenge you.
I was not feeling good after that race.
I thought it would have been
cool. I'm not going to lie.
If Fred Smoot challenged you, right?
That would be
Tim
crazy.
Hightower challenged you.
I'm so interested. Like,
I think that would be awesome.
If I beat Fred Smoot in a race, I have that forever.
I know. You have it over Clary forever.
Well, yeah.
The Stubb over the Stallion. So Jeremy came to Football Festival. Your first time getting to meet the 910 The Fan staff, and your first Football Fest event. It's our third. It's our annual tradition. What'd you think, man?
It was a great event. Really was. Lots of good stuff from all the different football teams, obviously. But the events there, really fun. I got to do that the chicken wing eating contest.
The chicken eating competition. 3, 2, 1, eat! You participated. You did a great job. I was certainly hoping that you were going to win. I think you came in second there with a late comeback, but it was kind of cool to mix up the football conversations with some kind of football events. And a chicken eating competition works so well with football.
Dude, it was more competitive than I could have imagined.
Yeah.
It took a longer than I thought. I was like, oh, this is not professional. The first one, that guy lost solely because he finished his water too early.
Yeah.
He was just chewing and chewing, and there was no water in front of him, and he got past the last second.
Yeah, so Jeremy, you participated. So Kevin, who won, told me he thought it was the perfect amount of nuggets, where it was like, it was a challenge, but also you didn't feel like you were going to die or barf or anything.
Oh, yeah, just enough, right?
Yeah.
You got enough for one cup of water there, just the right amount of order. You're not stuffing yourself. It's not a hot dog eating contest like Joey Chestnut out there. You just got to get it down.
Yeah, I feel like you want back in for Football Fest 4.
Oh, yeah, I figured it out towards the end. I had my water. I lost my half a mouthful. That's what I keep telling people.
He really did have a crazy comeback at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did the second round also, which was cool to have Tim Hightower's son involved.
Who didn't do great, but I was rooting for him.
Yeah, he was. Look, it's got to be hard for like a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, going out against 30-year-old monsters. I mean, we had a guy that looked like he should be on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And he finished in last place.
Yeah, he didn't do good at all.
He didn't do good at all. No. I knew it was an issue when he took so much time to take the top of the sauce off. It's like, dude, just rip that thing open.
Yeah.
So the race was awesome. The chicken eating competition was awesome. I do enjoy the football pinata every year. And then we got to give a shout out to our performers, DJ Dukesta, Trace Nixon from Gone Country, and Mackenzie Ryan. I had so many people come up to me afterwards, and they were like, this band is freaking awesome. They just put on a awesome performance. They were really cool.
They're very well known locally.
Yeah.
My buddy Tomas, I almost got him to come at the last second when he found out Gone Country was going to be there. He loves them.
So they have to come back for next year. They were just spectacular. But once again, really appreciate everybody that came out to the event. I hope you enjoyed the swag. We did have a couple of scavenger hunts that were filled out. I think next year I want to make that part of the show on stage where I'll just go through some of the questions and give out hints. If you stayed for the whole show, I did answer a lot of the questions. Like, I gave a shout-out to the 3 years the Commanders won the Super Bowl. I mentioned that there were two ACC teams in the college football playoffs. I mentioned how Gary and Gary were the voice of high school football. Like, if you were actually trying to fill out the scavenger hunt and paying attention, I answered most of the questions.
I was looking at some of the answers because they've been sitting on the desk here. I need to clarify, it's stub with one B.
It is stub
with a very controversial thing. People love to add two B's.
Because it's AWOD with two D's.
Yeah.
It's important that you get the two D's
it's
right.
Four letters.
Yes.
Just stub.
You do not like the second B.
It's not stubby. It's not stump, which Chris has called me a couple times.
A lot of people think you're stump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would...
and I don't mind stump, and it's kind of a funny, like, different version
They're
of stubby.
They're all
funny. But it's not the name that you were named.
No. S-T-U-B.
Yes. And that is because... He wastes so much money going to the movies.
Pay my monthly.
Yeah, I know. How many months have you been paying for it now?
Since 2022.
Yeah, that's got to be.
I make my money. I see.
Got to be a couple paychecks in there now.
I mean, yeah.
But you do make the
I
most
get my
of
money's
it.
Worth, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was an awesome event. Thank you, everyone that came out. I thought our sales staff did an awesome job. It was so cool to see all of our... co-workers at the event. Thanks to Tail Along Properties Commercial Real Estate. They all loved the events. I know that they were super happy to be part of it. Renewal by Anderson, Cowan Gates, and Bud Light. So any thoughts for next year's stuff? Any additions, Jeremy, that you think we should add to Football Fest? We had talked about doing a fantasy football segment. I nixed that because JP from the Junkies wanted to be involved. So I thought that was really cool. And then I thought Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot were so freaking awesome.
Great. Fred Smoot is just such a good talker.
I know.
I know he like does stuff for them a lot on their like YouTube channel, but it's just great to see him live.
Yeah, and he always starts with the same bit where he makes me look bad. Hey, what? You told me Jaden Daniels was going to be bad last year. Well, I don't remember saying that, but I didn't predict them to win 12 games, that's for sure. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. The Richmond Commander is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.